Hallelujah. Before I read the scripture this morning, I've got somebody that's got a testimony they want to share. So, Miss Darlene, I want you to share what happened, would you?
All right. Scott may have to help me because he already knows about it. My friend Rick is my kung fu instructor, and he teaches a health class over in Albany, Kentucky. And he has several people in there, and one of the ladies was quite elderly, and the other day in class, she just sort of died. He said the color drained from her face, and she started sitting down, and then she fell down, and there was a nurse in the class, and she ran over there, and she couldn't get a heartbeat, and she couldn't get a pulse, and the color had gone from the woman's face, and her lips had turned blue, and she was starting to turn a blackish blue color, and the nurse said, "We've got to do CPR," and she started to unbutton the lady's shirt, and Rick said, "All I could think about was she's got fragile bones. It'll crush all her bones if she does CPR on her." So he starts commanding life to come back into her, and he says, "Come back in the name of Jesus, come back." And guess what? She did.
Amen.
And they took her to the hospital, and they couldn't find anything wrong with her. So Rick goes in to visit the woman. There's a lot of stuff that happened during the day because the people that ran the center had to have a meeting. They had to discern what really happened and, you know, was it really a miracle? And it reminded me of something out of the Bible because they had a professional nurse come in and say, yes, she was really dead, and five witnesses had to come in and testify that she was really dead. But he said he went to visit the woman in the hospital later, and when the woman had first come to the class, she told him she didn't want anything to do with God because she had already tried that and it didn't work. And he was curious to know, so he goes to the hospital and he visits her and he says, "I have to know, where were you at when you were out of your body?" And she said, "Well, I don't know where I was at, but it was safe and it was warm." And he said, then she started to cry. And she said, "I don't understand why God would bring me back when I've done nothing for him. I didn't live for him. I didn't even really believe in him." And Rick said, "Well, now you've got a job. You know, I can't remember his exact words, but basically he was telling her, "You can go out and tell people what he's done for you. You can be a testimony now." And then the next thing the woman said was, "Well, they can't even figure out what I died from. And there's nothing wrong with me." And Rick said, "Do you really think that the Lord would bring somebody back from the dead and not heal them of what killed them in the first place?" So God does miracles. It's not a miracle to him. It's ordinary to him. God does his ordinary
Amen.
Things, even in Kentucky.
Amen.
Even in Adair Amen. County and Clinton County, and, you know, even here.
I think the scripture that we read in... was it in Isaiah, Pastor, that said the Lord's his eyes are running to and fro and he's looking for someone to show himself strong to? He's looking for somebody that'll believe him is what he's doing. Are you ready to believe him this morning? Well, let's stand for the reading of the word. Some different situations going on with people in our body, and just need to, we'll have prayer time later, but we want to be lifting them up and be praying for them. This is May 31st, and I think, where has the time gone? Amen? But good time, right? Good time. And you all had a great service last Sunday because I listened to it. Amen? You had a great service, and I appreciate everybody that took care of things. I want to read this morning, and I've read this one before, but I want to read it again. But it's Romans 12. And I'm reading it out of the Message Bible. And this is a word that Paul was writing to the Romans. And he said, so here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well-adjusted to your culture that you fit in without even thinking. And I want to stop there and say, you know, there are some situations that you should feel uncomfortable with. And that's good. And when you start feeling uncomfortable, you can pretty well imagine that the Lord's uncomfortable too. And it's a sign. Don't accept it. Get out of there or go another direction. Don't become, okay, instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Now, I'm speaking to you out of a deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relation to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace. Everybody say that. In pure grace. It's important that you not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what He does for us, not by what we are and what we do for Him. You know, camp meeting's going to be awesome this year because we're going to be talking about the grace of God. Clifton and Jerry Coulter and Dave Hinton. And I say that right now in the middle of reading the Word. Don't miss a service. Try to be here so that you can get what God is going to be doing here. And then in this way, we are like the various parts of a human body. Each part gets its meaning from the body as a whole, not the other way around. The body we're talking about is Christ's body of chosen people. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of His body. But as a chopped off finger or a cut off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelous functioning parts in Christ's body, let us just go ahead and be what we were made to be without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other or trying to be something we aren't. So if you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. And if you help, just help. Don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching. And if you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. And if you're put in charge, don't manipulate. And if you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get irritated with them or be depressed by them. And keep a smile on your face. I like this. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled in a flame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. Laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. Share tears when they're down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be a great somebody. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. And if you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. Our scriptures tell us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. And if he's thirsty, get him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. And don't let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. Amen? Well, that's quite a word this morning. There's so much in that. Father God, we just want our lifestyles to reflect you. We want what's on the inside of us, Father God, to be reflected on the outside. The good, the holy, and the things that you've done for us. We lift up today, Father God. We give this service to you, thanking you for your anointing, Father God, for those who are here, for those who are listening, that God is going to touch you today through the word, through the praise, and through the worship. Give yourself to Him now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are on the inside of us. Amen? And that we are becoming on the outside what they want us to be. It starts right on the inside. Amen? Praise God.
Rising in my heart. There is a dance.
in this place it is. There is a song, there is a dance, rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive.
And you never let it go. Burning in my soul it is. There is a shout rising in this place. Rising in this place it is. There is a fire. There is a shout rising up. Yes, rising.
Come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the promise, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like the
I'm grieved on the inside this morning. It's just the presence of the Lord is real. And I couldn't help. And I'm not saying this to offend anybody. And I couldn't help. But we were saying, you're on the inside, burning like a fire. Burning like a fire. And if church, if I went with what I saw in this building this morning, I didn't see any fire. I see people that have come into the church. I don't want you to hear me. It's almost, I don't know if it's the cares of this world. I don't know what's going on. But I didn't see any fire this morning. And we sang, come like the fire. Come like the wind. There are those, and I have my eyes shut for a reason. Something's happened to your passion. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. He's ready. Lord God, stir us up. Stir us up. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Say, come like the fire. Come like the wind.
Come like you promised. Come like you said.
Come like the fire. Come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind.
Trying to get God to do something. Worship is about Him. Worship is us acknowledging what He's already done. In the name of Jesus, this is not a new song, but it's new to new life this morning. And I know we don't have the words up there, but you're going to catch on really quick. Because it says every praise is to our God. Amen. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is due our God. Every praise, take it away, son.
You know, before we sing this song, Mom touched on something that's been on my heart for a long time. I want to share something with y'all, and it's nothing major, but. In our walk with Christianity, we need to keep our guard up against the world. because the world's got their guard up against you. I can promise you that. If we allow our coworkers, let's just go there, that are not saved to consume us, if we allow them to influence us, if we allow them not to let our light shine, see, that's what the devil wants. He wants to dim that light at every possible cost, every opportunity. Everyday life will consume you. It will take God out of the equation if you allow that. And we need to keep our guard up against that. Because if we let all the little problems that come along with the day distract us from the Word of God, or distract us from Christianity, or distract us from being able to talk to somebody and tell them that God is real, or we'll take away anything that has to do with what you're doing right here, we're in trouble. And I've seen that same thing that she just mentioned. I've seen that. But I mean, y'all just keep your guard up against the everyday occurrences in life, because the world will kill you. I promise you that. I'm fine. Go ahead, guys. Wow. This is a very simple song to sing right here, okay? When that's what I say, y'all just repeat it, okay? And it goes something like this. It goes,
every praise
is due our God.
Every word of worship with one accord.
Say
every praise
is to our God.
Oh,
yeah. The other part goes like this. You go,
sing hallelujah
to our God.
Glory hallelujah
is to our God.
Every praise
is to our God.
All
right, now let's take it up right here. Go, say
every praise
to our God.
Is to our God.
Every word of worship
with one accord.
Every praise
to our God.
Okay, now go sing hallelujah right here.
Sing hallelujah
to our God. And it goes like this. Say, God, my Savior. Say, God, my healer. Say, God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior.
God, my Savior.
Say, God, my healer. Every praise, say, when you see me shine.
singing praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
come
Lord.
Come on, start
thank
that
you,
again.
Lord.
Come on, they're
going to
learn
Lord.
This. Come on, start it again. Woo! Told you.
Y'all just remember. Y'all just repeat what I say, okay? I'll try to do a little bit better this time. Just a little bit. Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
Glory hallelujah.
Is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
to our God.
To our
come
God.
On, kids, y'all sing this too. Let's do it one more time. Say every praise,
every praise
to our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship
with one accord.
Say every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise
to our God.
To our God.
Sing hallelujah,
sing hallelujah
to our God.
Say glory
hallelujah,
glory, hallelujah
with one accord. Say every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise
to our God.
To our God.
Okay, now let's take it up one more time. Say every praise,
every praise
is to our God.
To our
say
God.
Every word of worship,
every word of worship
with one accord.
With one accord.
Say every praise,
every praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for what you've done. You died on the cross for us, Father God, that you redeemed us, that you set us free, and that our praises go up to you, Father. I remember Creflo Dollar said something this week. He said, and I can't say it exactly like he did it, but you know, favor in the Old Testament, you got it because of what you did. Favor in the New Testament's already done because of what Jesus did. Amen. I'm redeemed. Can you say that? I'm redeemed.
Well, it seems like all I
could see was a struggle. I was haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? But what does he do? Come on, Libby, what does he do? But then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every sin. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. My shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head, I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You said I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Cause I don't have to be the old man that was inside of me. Cause his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life. I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. Come on. I am redeemed. You set me free. I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. No, no, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am Father, in the name of Jesus, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to say the invitation is here today for healing, for deliverance, for provision. It's all provided for. When he said, I've redeemed you, he mean I've redeemed you from everything. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save all that Satan has done, all that was lost. So you just need where you're standing, or if you want to come to the altar and worship and just thank God and to claim, you know, Jesus, you're my healer. You've already done it. I don't have to ask you to do it. You have done it. I just begin thanking you for doing it. You have delivered me. You have provided for me because I'm your child.
Jesus can heal you. Everywhere you hurt, He can free you. So lift your voice in praise, 'cause Jesus can heal.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Him, all creatures.